This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Wednesday, it's hump day. Are you not excited? The week is already over, halfway over, and we've got a fantastic show for you tonight. Huge email roundup. We're going to discuss, well, a statement Kathy Hochul made about women and rage. We'll discuss that in detail. We're going to discuss symbols, political symbols, and why it can be a problem if you make a politician a symbol. I have an amazing example of the world of make-believe communists refuse to step out of. All that, so much more coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. I actually want to begin someplace totally different and totally unrelated, though, because I've gotten a lot of emails about it. Sometimes, you know, radio is funny, and I'm not exactly the world's most experienced radio host, as you well know. I've lived a long, very normal life before I ever did media. Just 5.5 years ago, we started doing media. Before that, I lived a normal life just like you. Marine and washing dishes and construction, sold RVs, just trying to make ends meet, having work, out of work. So I'm new to this. But one of the things about radio that is definitely different, and when you sit on this side of the microphone, you realize it, is there's no audience. And I don't mean nobody's listening. The show is blowing up still. You guys are crazy. I can't believe you like this stuff. It's fun. But there's nobody sitting in front of me besides Jewish producer Chris and Michael. But there's no studio audience. I don't sit here in front of a cheering crowd or jeering crowd, whatever it is. I'm talking to a microphone. It's just me. And because of that, you don't know, you never really know what resonates with people, what doesn't resonate. What do I say that you like that makes you turn the radio up? What do I say that kind of makes you zone out? Don't care. You don't know if you crack a joke, if I say something stupid, if I made you laugh, if I didn't make you laugh. You have no idea. I don't see you laugh. You're in your car. You're working out. You're making dinner. Yeah, I can't see it. You can hear me. I can't hear you. It's part of the reason we talk about emails all the time. By the way, quick side note. You need to send your Ask Dr. Jesse questions in now. I won't be here tomorrow, so you got to get them in today. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. That's for Friday. Anyway, and whenever we do serious segments, which we do a bunch of screw-off segments and a bunch of serious segments, whenever we do serious segments, you never know. Is this something people were into? They're not into? You don't know. You say it. You hope people enjoyed it, trying to make someone's day better, but you never know. On Monday, during the second hour of Monday's show, we basically tossed politics in the trash can for an entire hour, and it was all Medal of Honor stuff and battles and wars and experiences. It was all kind of history. It was all history stuff. And look, the audience, you, for the most part, is a political audience. You tune into the Jesse Kelly Show because you're interested in political talk of some kind. And you don't know, if you do a history segment and you start talking about war, did I lose everybody? Did everyone turn off the dial? Is everyone just dying? Just yell about Joe Biden. But you don't know. We have been floored by how that segment resonated with you. It has been, I don't know that we've ever, well, we've done a couple segments where we've had more emails, but not many. And there were a bunch of them. And I wanted to talk about something. Maybe if you're a veteran, it will help you. Maybe if you know one, it'll help you understand them. Maybe it won't. Maybe if you're neither of those things, maybe it'll help you appreciate them more. I just want to read a couple things, and then we're going to get to, there's an interesting thing. Trump made a bunch of people mad. He was selling Bibles yesterday, but then Jill Biden said something, and I'm going to get to this Jill Biden Trump stuff and the Kathy Hochul stuff in a moment, but I'm going to get to these two things and talk about it real quick. Jesse, thanks for talking about Peleliu. My grandfather was a Marine that fought there in World War II. He refused to talk about it for decades until my dad eventually convinced him to record it on audio cassettes. I don't know where those tapes are now, but some of the things he described made my 15 years of service seem like a summer camp by comparison. Quick side note, brother, track down those tapes. Track down those tapes. Those things, if not just for you and your family, maybe that's most appropriate. Those things maybe should be in a museum. And you can reach out to the show. I actually have a great museum that I can link you up with if you find those tapes. That's our history. That's wonderful. And maybe it's just for your family. I'm not trying to grab your tapes, but whatever. Find those tapes. Anyway, the guy goes on to say for the longest time he'd given up on God because of the things he'd seen and experienced. Thankfully, he repented, gave himself to God in the final years of his life. He died back in 2008. There's not a day that goes by that I don't think of him. Semper Fi, and his name is Matt. And I got this one. Hey, Jesse, it's a long email, goes over some other things. And he talks about a book entitled Rumor of War. And this is a quote he puts in there from the book. He says, "We stepped off the plane on Da Nang, South Vietnam, ready to kick butt and take names." He didn't say butt. 2 years later, we were willing to kill another human for an extra ration of beer and time to drink it. He said, "I have a great deal of respect and gratitude for our Vietnam vets. I serve with many of them. Your thoughts?" This is from Ed. Veterans today are struggling. We talked about it the other night. It's part of the reason I love talking about all this history stuff. It's something vets definitely embrace. Everyone embraces. It's not just the vets, but they're struggling with something that I've called second wave PTSD. This is a very, very big problem in the country. By the way, I completely made up that term, so don't go looking it up. It's something I came up with. What I mean by it is I know many, 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 many friends that I serve with, honestly, myself included, when we first got back, we weren't doing well to various degrees, I've told you about me sitting in my blacked out apartment, lights off, blinds closed, in the middle of the night, by myself in the living room, drinking beer, just by myself. I was not in a good place. Not in a good place. I have many friends who were worse than that, that served in Afghanistan or Iraq and whatnot. And then many of them, most of them, pushed through it, got through it, got the help they needed, whatever, found the woman they needed, got into church, whatever. For whatever the case may be, they got through it, they got past it. And now I'm getting more text messages than I have had in 15 years from vet friends of mine, Iraq, Afghanistan vets. They're struggling all over again. And almost all of them are citing the government now. The generals, admirals, Joe Biden, FBI, look, you name it. They're watching the American government, including the American military, turn into something detestable to them. Afghanistan, they got screwed again by the leadership. And they're feeling a general theme, a lot of it is, they're feeling like the country they served doesn't exist, maybe never existed. They're feeling as if their service was worthless. It was not. It was absolutely not. But that's how they're feeling, and it's bringing some really bad thoughts back home. I just want to say, to address these two quick emails, and then I'll get on to politics and stuff like that of the day. One, part of the reason we fight about power, and you know, politics is about power, part of the reason you and me, we take an interest in power, at least for me, part of my reason is it's out of respect for what people before us have gone through, for the living hell people have gone through, for all the men who on some crappy island in the middle of the Pacific held their friend as he died in their arms. Man, what right do you have? Forget about you. What right do I have to give up, to call it quits? How could I look at that guy and say, "Sorry, man, you know what? I'm out.
I'm checked out. I'm just going to go watch the game. I'm done with all this political stuff. I'm done. So that's part of it. The other part of it is this, to address what the guy said. 2 years later, we were willing to kill another human being for an extra ration of beer and time to drink it. You don't need to look back on your time and the things you did or didn't do and look down on yourself because you did the things you had to do to survive and get by. Pick your head up. Get back in the fight. Get back in life. It's okay. It's going to be okay. We are going to push through all this thing, and one way or another, we're going to get through it. All right? All right. We're going to talk briefly about Kathy Hochul and then Jill Biden, a clip we played yesterday from Jill Biden. And then Trump caught a bunch of guff from people on the right for selling Trump Bibles. And we're going to talk about both those things and kind of merge those two worlds. Maybe even do a little brief, very brief history talk in just a moment. Before we do that, let's do this. Let's talk about your testosterone levels, gentlemen. They're low. And this is not an old man thing in America, because this is a chemical process. We are drinking estrogen. And you understand why that is. I want to make sure everyone understands why there's so much estrogen in the water. It's not the government poisoning the water. It's women's birth control. When they treat the water, make it drinking water, yeah, they get out all the gunk, but they don't get out the estrogens that are in the waters. They don't filter it out. So you're sitting there chugging a bottle of water or water out of the tap or whatever, and you're drinking estrogen. You're just plummeting your T levels. We have to get those levels back up to save the country. We're not even making enough babies to keep a country. Chuck. Go get a male vitality stack from Chuck, gentlemen. Huge discount for the month of March. Huge discount on subscriptions. So go get one. Take it for 90 days and tell me how you feel. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. Don't forget, if you missed any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, iTunes, including Hour 2 from Monday, which apparently has grown infamous by now. Okay, let's talk about something. And this is something that we talked about last night, that we played last night. But I want to play it again, and I want to talk about it. First, though, I want to lead with this. Trump put up a video, and well, here it is. It's got a bunch of people on the right mad and yelling and angry with him, frustrated with him. But here it is.
What can we do? Stand up, speak out, and pray that God will bless America again. I'm proud to endorse and encourage you to get this Bible. We must make America pray again. Pray, get educated, get motivated, and stand with me and the legions of Americans asking God to bless our great nation, to bring our great nation back, and to make America great again. I'm proud to partner with Lee in this offering. He's a very special man, both as a talent, but maybe even more so as a human being. He's very, very special. And I think you all should get a copy of God Bless the USA Bible now and help spread our Christian values with others. Let's make America pray again. God bless you and God bless the USA.
And he's selling it for $60 and you click through it and it says it's the only Bible endorsed by Donald Trump. And okay. Let's talk, because this is gonna, I'm gonna tie this back to Jill Biden's comments. Just stay with me here. Is that kind of cringeworthy? Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. A little ham fisted. Seems almost a little bit dirty. Yeah, there's yes, no question about it. Yes, yes, yes. Obviously, yes, all those things are true. I'm not denying any of those things. But I, for everyone who's angry about it, one, I get why you're angry, and it's totally justifiable. I get that. I get it. It's over the top, too much. At the same time, I'm going to play Jill Biden from yesterday she had said something, and it was a clip we played last night, but I want to go into a little bit more of the background of that, and I think it might help some people on the right understand why much of the right has sought out somebody like Trump, who is different and who does do things like this to kind of make you, I mean, even his hardcore fans, probably you were all, okay, not his finest moment. Jill Biden, she was, well, here she was.
History teaches us that democracies don't disappear overnight. They disappear slowly, subtly, silently. A book ban, a court decision, a don't say gay law. Before World War II, I'm told, Berlin was the center of LGBTQ culture in Europe. One group of people loses their rights, and then another, and then another.
Okay. If you read the Anti-Communist Manifesto available at jessekellybook.com, you already know a lot of this history, but let's discuss a little bit of this history. And I'm gonna bring it back to Trump, and I don't know whether it's gonna make you angrier or calm you down, but let's talk about this. The history after WW1 in Germany, it was really, 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 really bad. Germany lost that war. It's a terrible war. We're not gonna do a bunch of World War I history right now. It was an awful, awful affair. It was a war where don't forget about this. Young men died in droves. Meaning these nations, France, Germany, Britain, honestly, America, but on a lesser scale, they lost huge percentages of their young men. And remember, a society needs men and women of all ages. You realize that? A society needs old men and old women. A society needs children. A society needs young men, young women, all these, the different age demographics, the different genders, they all have important roles to play in building a strong society. That's why God made us that way. Maybe you hate kids. I hope you don't hate kids, but maybe you really just hate kids and you've always found them to be annoying. I realize that my own kids are annoying sometimes. They're loud, they're dirty. Maybe you really genuinely dislike kids. It would be disastrous for society to not have children. And I'm not even just talking about how society would go away. They're an important part of the social fabric in a society. They are. Maybe you dislike old people. I hope that's not the case. They're treasures who should be listened to, but maybe you really hate them. They can't drive. It's breath smells. I don't know whatever it is. We need that kind of wisdom in our society. We need that kind of experience. And it's healthy for us to care for the people who once cared for us in their later years. These are healthy, good things for a society, right? Right? Well, post-WW1, young men were missing in these countries. And these countries were in the middle of all kinds of revolutionary activity, and there were so many young men gone, and it created a bad situation in Germany. I'll go into that in a little more detail in just a moment. Before I do that, maybe all this talk about veterans and loss and combat and PTSD, maybe all that stuff has touched you in some way. I want to remind you that there are many organizations out there that sound really wonderful. They claim to be supporting vets and things like that. But then if you go dig into it, look up their charity rating, you'll find very little of your money actually gets to the veterans or their families. That's very common, sadly. Go look up Tunnel to Towers. Go look up their charity rating. More than 95 cents of every dollar goes directly to its programs. That's absurd. It's unheard of. I don't even know how they do it. $11 a month is all they ask. Who are they supporting? Gold Star families, fallen first responder families, homeless veterans, catastrophically injured veterans. You want to give back to these people? Give it automatically, $11 a month. You'll never know it's gone. Go to T2T.org. T2T.org. We'll be back.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday, reminding you to email the show love, hate, death threats, and get your Ask Dr. Jesse questions in today for Friday, because I won't be here tomorrow. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Ask me anything. Back to what we were talking about. We were going over, in case you're just now joining us, Trump's catching a bunch of flack on the right for selling the only Bibles endorsed by Donald Trump for $60. And Jill Biden's out there making comments comparing, you know, us to Nazi Germany and whatnot. Okay, so we're just doing a little... I'm going to try to do a brief explainer on Trump and why he's been so appealing to so many on the right. But I'm using Jill and World War II to explain it. So post-World War I, Germany was in a very bad place. So many of their young men were gone. The economy was crushed, absolutely crushed. On top of all the costs from the war, remember, German citizens were already beginning to starve at the end of World War I because of all the food rationing, and because countries like Britain and us, we essentially blockaded Germany. They couldn't get food in. The troops had eaten it all. So these people were in bad, bad, bad straits at the end of the war anyway. And then they put all these horrible reparation costs down on the German people, and they took away some critical economic regions, and their leadership was gone. This is known as Weimar or Weimar, depending on whether or not you oblah.
Buenos tardes.
This is known as Weimar, Germany. And you probably have heard of this by now, and you probably have seen internet pictures. If not, you can go look one up right now, if you're not driving, of people in Weimar, Germany, lighting fires with their currency. That's how much their currency had been deflated. They just started printing money that wasn't backed by anything in order to pay off the reparations, and it just destroyed their currency. Just destroyed it. People walking around with wheelbarrows full of cash because the cash wasn't worth anything, right? Well, here's the thing. When you, as a nation or a household, right, this would apply to a household, but we'll make it about countries because that's what we're talking about here. When you lose leadership, when things are going poorly, when the young men are gone, you become demoralized as a nation. You become down. You wake up in Germany and you don't have anything that day to look forward to. There's nothing. It's survive. Your day revolves around feeding your family, your kids, maybe finding a job that can pay you enough to get a loaf of bread on the way home. You degenerate. You go down. And when a society starts to lose its way like that, you don't have any leadership. You don't have anything holding you together as a people. Well, that is an unhealthy place to be. Pause on this for a second. There's a lot of writings about this, and I'm certainly not one who wrote about it, and I'm not an expert on it, but it is very true that men, after they get married and get older, 40s and 50s, will kind of lose their minds sometimes. That's when you're going out there, you're getting a tattoo, and you're running off with a secretary. Why? Lots of times men will stop adding things to their lives, improving on things, adding skills. You don't go box anymore. You don't learn a new language. You don't do model airplanes. You just kind of exist. You have the wife, you have the kids, and you become directionless and you lose your mind. What happens to nations as well? When you become directionless, you lose your mind. And so in Weimar, Germany, a lot of people think that all this tranny nonsense is new. It just got here. No, all this tranny nonsense really thrived in ways that I've never found in human history in Weimar, Germany, post-World War I Germany. It was the gay nightclub, tranny club. There are writings about this. You can go read them to this day, old writings about this, about how it was considered at the time the Sodom and Gomorrah of the world. That was where it happened. That was the place to go. And when you get to a place like that as a society, the people in your society who do want what's best for it, who do want good, who do want solutions, who do want society to be good, they are going to begin seeking. They're going to begin seeking out someone or something, either a man or an organization, who will help them return to the country they believe they are and the country they want to be. Now, the problem with that oftentimes is, almost always is, you're seeking that out because you're what? Why are you seeking that out? You're desperate. Desperation is one of the most dangerous parts of human nature. When you are desperate in any way, whether you're desperate for money or desperate for a girlfriend or a boyfriend or a job, or a, when you have any sort of desperation flowing through your veins, you will make bad decisions because they are irrational decisions, because rationality and desperation are polar opposites of each other. So in your desperation as a society, you will oftentimes turn to a man, and no, I'm not comparing Trump to Hitler, just stay with me here. You will oftentimes turn to a man who maybe has some glaring flaws, if you will, or just flat out evil parts to him. You will turn to him because he appears to be the only one who wants to fight for you. In Germany, obviously you already know who I'm talking about. In Germany, there were all kinds of, you should know that it wasn't just the Nazis. There were all kinds of street scum like the Nazis in the streets. There were communist groups, socialist groups, various street animal groups. They were warring with each other, warring with everyone, trying to take control of Germany. But the Nazis themselves, they really rose above the others and excelled past the others because they did something that a lot of communists can't do, even though Nazis and communists are basically the same freaking thing. The Nazis, they interwove communism with love of country. That's what they did. It was, yes, it's evil, disgusting communism, destroy your political opponents, murder your enemies, the government controls society, but it's for Germany after all. It's for Germany after all. Here's a great way I can describe it. You know that a lot of symbols, set aside the swastika, but you know a lot of the symbols you associate with Nazism today, they're not Nazi symbols. They're traditional German symbols the Nazis then adopted for themselves so they could act as if they were the traditional Germans. You understand? For instance, I told you I was in Germany at Christmas time. My son, my oldest son and I, my youngest was sick that day, but my oldest son and I found in Koblenz, there's this hilltop fortress that had been used for centuries by various German peoples. And we went up to the top and they had a grave there honoring soldiers, German soldiers from World War I who'd fallen. And they had that cross. You already know what I'm talking about. You picturing that Nazi cross, the Nazi-looking cross. Chris, you know what I'm talking about? Yes, exactly right. The Iron Cross. They had that cross up there. And my son, my oldest son, he didn't know. He looked at it and he said, "Dad, I don't understand. This is a World War I. They're honoring World War I soldiers, but they have that Nazi sign up there." And I pulled him aside and said, "Son, that's not a Nazi sign. That was a German sign honoring their Christian heritage. The Nazis, trying to act as if they were traditional Germans, adopted that sign. They co-opted that sign and said, 'Look, we have the cross that you know from your ancestors. Support us. We're the Nazis.'" People in a degenerate, disgusting, filthy society get desperate. Maybe you're desperate. And in that desperation, they will turn to people. Now, this is not, I'm not doing a Trump-Hitler comparison like a freaking idiot. Just stay with me and I'll bring all this stuff home in just a moment. Before I get to that, let me get to this really quickly. Remember those wheelbarrows full of money we were just talking about? Why did inflation get so bad that German currency was worth nothing? Why? Why? They printed money. They printed money that wasn't backed by anything, thus destroying the value of the dollar. So no matter how much money you had as a German citizen, you were bankrupt. Oh, wait, hold on, stop. Not every German citizen. You know the ones who made it out fine? You know what they all had in common? They all had precious metals. Gold and silver don't care about your money printing. Gold and silver have always and will always be there with value for us. Acquire some for yourself and your family. Oxford Gold Group, they'll handle it all for you. They'll mail it to your front door. You can qualify for free gold. You might qualify for it. Call 833-995-GOLD and let Oxford take care of you. 833-995-GOLD. Hang on.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly DC.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. All right, let's get back to it here. I just want to finish up this thought. In people's desperation, they will turn to somebody. They will turn to a person, whoever it may be, who promises to fight for them. So what happened? Trump puts out this statement online that's got a bunch of people on the right, a bunch of Christians on the right, angry. And I admit it's cringeworthy and awful, but I'm going to explain it in a moment.
Here what can we do? Stand up, speak out, and pray that God will bless America again. I'm proud to endorse and encourage you to get this Bible. We must make America pray again. Pray, get educated, get motivated, and stand with me and the legions of Americans asking God to bless.
Yeah, and he's selling the Make America Great Again Bible or whatever it is for $60, the only Bible endorsed by Trump. And a lot of people are angry about it. And I'm not here to defend that, but I am here to explain something to everyone angry about it. I'm just going to ask you a question. If you're angry about it, I understand that, but I'm just going to ask you a question. Who is the other Republican? Or I should say, how many other Republicans in America speak like that, that boldly on behalf of Christianity in the Bible? But Jesse, I don't like the way he did it. Okay, I kind of agree with you. Jesse, he shouldn't be selling Bibles to make money on Holy Week. I agree with you. I agree. That's not what I asked. I asked how many other Republicans in America will stand up on video and say, this country needs to pray. Make America pray again. We need God in this country. And I realize there are some, but are there many? Listen, if you're angry about Donald Trump, and I realize there are some, it's not the majority, but there are certainly some. It's a significant percentage. If you're angry about Trump and the Republican Party choosing Donald Trump, the Republican voter, I should say, choosing Donald Trump over other people, I get that. You have your guy. I get that. I'm not judging you for it. But I am trying to, I want to implore everyone on the right, understand it. You should understand it. In a vacuum of leadership, people will cling to whoever will stand up and boldly speak for them. Even if he's hawking Trump Bibles for $60, at least he's speaking for their values, for things they treasure. And if you are angry about it, I get it, but does your guy do that? Do you do that? When people get desperate, when they're looking around as society loses its ever-loving mind, people will turn. They will turn to anyone who promises something different, something better. Understand it, all right? Not telling you to support it. Don't give a crap if you do or don't. And again, I don't give a crap if any of this was offensive to you in even the tiniest way. You can email me. You're welcome to. I still won't give a crap. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. It's not your mommy's show. It's your daddy's show. I'm telling you how it is. If you're angry about it, fine. I don't judge you for your anger. It is gross. It's gross. It's cringeworthy. It's horrible. But you should understand it. At least he'll stand up and speak Even if it's not in the way you'd want, at least he stands up and speaks on behalf of the Bible, on behalf of the good people in this country. All right? All right. I'm sure we offended everyone with that one. Pretty par for the course. Look, here's what we're up against. New York Governor Kathy Hochul. My message to anti-choice extremists is clear. Don't underestimate the rage of women in this country. What's she saying there? Well, you know what she's saying. Democrats, they plan on using the rage of single women who love abortion to win elections. And they will. They will win many elections this year because single women love abortion. They will. And that kind of brings it back home where we're at as a country, does it not? Think about Michigan for a moment. You understand that Michigan was a purple state. Donald Trump, the first time he ran, you know he won Michigan? Obviously, you remember that. He won Michigan. So how did Gretchen Whitmer, after destroying her state during COVID, how in the world did she move on and manage to blow out Tudor Dixon, the Republican who ran against her? It wasn't even close. It's not like it was a point or two. She just blew her doors off in a purple state. How could that be? Women love abortion. That's how. They ran, if you pay attention to the ads, if you ever listen to Tudor, I talked to Tudor, she's a friend of mine. They ran almost exclusively on abortion, abortion, abortion. Don't you love abortion? I love abortion. We are in a fight against legions of Americans who wish to murder their babies, and they will burn down Western civilization for the right to murder those babies. Now you sit and wonder why the American right, wherever you stand on the American right, whatever your belief system is, now you wonder why much of the American right is desperate. Why we are desperately looking for some kind of leadership to get through all this filth. Look, it's one thing to go lose an election because the Democrat had a better personality, or maybe the American people just, they're more soft on immigration than I am, or something like that. Look, all that sucks, but it's one thing to lose an election for those reasons. If we lose in 2024, whether it be Congress or the Senate or the presidency, there is no doubt about it. One of the main reasons we will have lost is because how much the American people love abortion. Ugh. Isn't that gross? But that's where we are. Lost, demoralized, floating around in the wind. All right. Let's talk about something better than that. Something way better than that. Dogs. Wife and I today, I took the kids to school this morning, got home, hanging out with the wife in the house, and the dog, we realized at one point, we actually commented on it this morning, that Fred, he gets cared for more than the children do. half of our time is making sure Fred's okay. Why is Fred upset? Did someone pet Fred? Look, I don't know why these friggin' dogs do this to us, but that's why we also give Fred rough greens, because we want him there whining, bothering us, doing stupid things for as many years as humanly possible. Vitamins, minerals, probiotics, omega oils, digestive enzymes. Your dog doesn't get these things from his dog food. If you're not pouring rough greens on your dog's food, your dog doesn't get nutrition. All natural nutritional supplement created by naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black. Pour it on your dog's food. 833-33-MY-DOG or go to roughgreens.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
This is an iHeart podcast.